Well, talking of genes, there's another really exciting study which has come out of Imperial College down in London this week. Bill Cookson and his colleagues have found a gene for asthma. And they did it in a really clever way. They got 1,000 children with asthma and 1,000 children who didn't have asthma, and they looked at every single gene in every single one of them, and they used something called a single nucleotide polymorphism, or SNP, which are just flags. They mark up DNA hotspots.
That's how they did this bowel cancer study.
Well, what
it's
they found
great.
Was that they were able to home in on this region of chromosome 17 in these asthmatics, which was always changed in 30% of them, and not in the ones that didn't have asthma. So they've called it ORM, ORMDL3. Unfortunately, the trail goes a little bit cold at that point, because they don't know what this gene does yet, but it's something very important to how the immune system works. So what they think is that this is a risk factor for asthma. It could help us to therefore open up new avenues of working out what causes asthma and maybe new ways to treat it, because once you've got a gene, you can work out what it does, and then once you know what it does, you can work out how to change what it does so you don't get asthma.
We've seen loads of these whole genome studies coming out recently. They finally got the technology right down, and we've had some coming out for breast cancer, this one for bowel cancer, asthma, and all sorts of other diseases as well. And later we've got people coming up talking about bipolar disorder, and they found genes for those in similar kind of studies. So do stay tuned.